Welcome to Movie Crush, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Mini Crush Monday with Noel and Chuck. How you doing, Mr. N-O-L-E-L?
Oh my God, I was about to, if you were going to spell it N-O-L-E, I was like, do you even know me? Do you even know me, Chuck?
That's Nole.
Nole, yeah. The accent goes over the E. Mine doesn't have a umlaut over the E because that would make it Noel. But I used to spell it that way for fun when I was like a brooding teen.
I put an umlaut over
because I thought it made it seem more cool, you know.
Sure. But
that shouldn't You'd be cool anymore.
Nuel.
Yeah, exactly. Nuel.
Very interesting, Noel. Yeah. You know what we're going to do this week, Noel?
Do tell.
I think I might have done this before in the past, but I can't remember. We're going to do a Saturday Night Live special.
Oh, cool.
One of my old favorite shows, Noel. I started watching Saturday Night Live when I wasn't supposed to as a child. I was not allowed to watch it. I would sneak it.
Too irreverent?
Yep. I would sneak it in the early days as a young child. And I watched it. Have watched it consistently. I haven't watched every single season all the way through, but I've been a consistent fan since I was like 9 years old and been through all of the ups and downs. I think it's had a few dips here and there, but overall, I think a remarkably consistently funny show overall for sketch. And sketch is tough. It's a hard medium.
For sure.
I kind of have my way of watching it, which is, I will buzz through a sketch if it's not very funny. I don't sit there and waste my time. I will always watch the last sketch of the night because that is the placeholder for the weird ones. Not sure if you knew that or not.
It makes sense. Like that would be where what's his face, my favorite guy on the newer seasons, the weird guy. Who's the weird guy?
You know? Pete Davidson?
No, the weirder guy. The guy who does the really trippy ones. He's got kind of long stringy hair.
I don't know.
You're gonna have to look him up. My God. Go ahead. Please continue.
I'm not as acquainted with the names of this newer season, this latest season, because I've been a little more spotty the past couple of years. Who are you talking about?
Oh, my God. Hold on. Kyle Mooney.
Oh, sure.
He writes a lot of sketches and he's in them, but he had like a troupe like in LA that he did all these crazy YouTube videos with before he was even on SNL. And he also made a film called Brigsby Bear that I haven't seen because I don't think it's streaming anywhere, but
I heard it's pretty good.
It's supposed to be like very Michelle Gondry-esque and like, you know, it's trippy and beautiful. And I just really like his sensibilities, but my whole point was he writes some of the weirdest, like off the beaten path sketches, I think, that are on SNL these days.
Yeah, I like Beck Bennett. He's come around on me. I think he's very funny. Pete Davidson, I can take or leave. I think the news has always been one of my favorite segments over the years, and they've gotten it right most of the time, gotten it wrong sometimes. But I think Jost and Shay are pretty good. I enjoy their news segments. And then that, you know, it's that last sketch for me after the second musical appearance is always the fucking weird one. You know, I'm in love with A.D. Bryant. Mm-hmm. Kate McKinnon, of course, is a legend already on that show, I think. Who else is on there, Noel?
I can't lie. I actually really don't watch it unless there's a clip that goes viral or if it's like, you know, one of these Kyle Mooney ones that's super weird that doesn't even make the cut.
Oh, okay. Right. Cecily Strong, she's great.
Beck Bennett was Kyle Mooney's bro. Like they were in that like weird LA sketch troupe together in the YouTube days.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
He's a good straight man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on A.D. Bryant show too, which was great. And of course, Kenan Thompson. I mean, he's a legend.
God, he's just, I've been following him since, you know, Good Burger you know, he's an Atlanta guy. Yeah. I didn't know that.
He is. And he's got this great line from, I was reading a big in-depth article about SNL and being on the cast and how so many young cast members get really worked up about being on the show, you know? And when their sketches get cut, they get really upset. and stuff like that. And Kenan Thompson was always just very much the Zen master for these younger kids. And his line was, "It's just sketches, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's just sketches."
That's right.
Like,
it's
it'll all come out in the wash. Just stick around.
I think I might have mentioned to you that I've sort of become somewhat pally with Danny Tamborelli, who played Little Pete on The Adventures of Pete and Pete, which was a really okay. iconic show for me personally. It was like, it was definitely before or after your time, but it was like, it had a bunch of really interesting indie musicians on it. Like Iggy Pop played a regular on it. Like, he was one of the characters' dads, and it was the first time I ever heard of who Iggy Pop was. And like, the dude from the Violent Femmes plays a substitute teacher, and there's a lot of great cameos. But I just kind of cold reached out to him about maybe wanting to do something together, and we sort of hit it off, and we sort of like text and chat every now and then. But he was on All That as well, which is like the kids' sketch comedy show on Nickelodeon that Kenan Thompson was on.
Yeah, I love it. So we're gonna go with we'll start out with this one. Favorite all time show character.
Mm. Show
do you
character.
Have one, Noel? I don't know if I can pick one. It's tough. Like, the first thing I think of is everything that Kristen Wiig did. You know, Target Lady to the little the one with the tiny hands. Like, I don't even know if she had a name. I mean, she's just one of the iconic character creators on that show, I think. Will Ferrell, Tracy Morgan doing the Brian Fellow.
Right.
Brian Fellow is one of my favorite characters of all time.
I'm a big fan of the old Prospector sketch with Will Ferrell, where it's like yeah. the army, you know, meeting, I guess, whatever you call that, like strategic meeting. And then he's the old prospector, and he just, you know, is just playing this old prospector, and it's just a perfect device. And it's just, you know, wonderful. It's
yeah,
just
he
that
was great.
Fish out of water kind of situation. I like Stefan, the Bill Hader
Stefan
character.
Was great.
That's a good one.
Who was MacGyver, of course.
MacGruber.
I mean, and that's just yeah. in more recent, like 15 or 20 years.
For
I
sure.
mean, if you want to go back to the old days with Martin Short on that great season with Ed Grimley.
I like Ed Grimley, yeah.
There's just so many. The Church Lady, of course, it's a little on the nose, but it was a great character.
I think that was something stuff. That was I liked about it. I liked that it was on the nose because yeah. it was like I said, there was something that was sort of comforting about it, like where it's like, OK, I know exactly what this is and he's doing. I will also like Linda Richman, you know, also very uh-huh. on the nose, like of like yeah, coffee Linda talk Richman's or whatever.
Great.
But
and Sandler had some great ones, you know, Opera Man. And I mean, these are classic iconic characters. So we're going to start off with Jim. Jim Winepress says, I know it was just Halloween, but David S. Pumpkins.
Oh, it's great.
You know, the Tom Hanks.
Yeah,
of course.
And the story behind that was like, you know, classic SNL, like making it up as they go, where yeah. I think they, I don't remember exactly the details, but what ultimately ended up becoming the sketch was not what it was originally intended to be. That's all I can
yeah.
say. But it was, you know. Can you imagine the stress of working on that? I mean, of course you can imagine it, but it's just like, it's like a day or 2 days of, you know, just brutal writing or more.
It's a grind.
And then, no, it's a week,
and
I guess.
Rehearsal.
It's all week.
Yeah,
and then you rehearse leading up to it. And then yeah, you're cutting things last minute and there's cue cards and the whole thing. It's just a,
yeah, man, I bet it's a rush. And then you party balls till the wee hours of the morning
yeah,
afterward.
It's probably true.
Those legendary parties.
Yeah.
Melissa Reynolds says, anything Phil Hartman did, and most of Mike Myers' characters, Simon, Dieter, the Scottish shop owner, and of course, Wayne and Garth.
What about Sprockets? Was that Dieter? Was that in Sprockets?
Yeah, yeah.
Now is the time
and
on
now
Sprockets.
Now comes the time where we dance.
Where we dance. Yeah, it's great.
Good stuff. Michael Fanks is Justin Timberlake when he does the mascots for the various businesses. Welcome to Omeletteville. Yeah, those are funny.
Some of these are going to be things I'm going to have to check out because, like I said, I'm very not selective. Like, I'm a snob. I just, some of this goes over my head. It passes my under my radar.
Sure, I hear you. Robin Arona says Stefan, hands down, mm-hmm. my favorite. Jenna Van Balen, one of our old friends, says I love Linda Richman. Yeah, that was a great character.
I definitely use verklempt in my
yeah.
day-to-day, you know, quite a lot.
Jonathan Cooley says Dieter from Sprockets. I kind of miss Mike Myers.
Oh, yeah. 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 Apparently not the nicest of guys, but he definitely was iconic on that show.
Matt Winship says every character from Kenan Thompson, but especially his What's Up With Dat. That's a good one. It's a good sketch. These all just make me laugh thinking about it. Tim Taylor Harlow. Now, this is one of the ones. I don't remember the name, but it was one that Will Ferrell did with Sherry O'Terry where they were like passionate lovemakers and they got all gross in the hot tub talked about. Remember that?
Oh,
one?
Yeah. The waters on the surface are placid, but beneath there is a flurry of activity.
There's the quote from Taylor Harlow, says this: "Then we made love with close to 2 pounds of roasted duck meat in our stomachs."
Yes. It's very good.
Gilly, this comes from Vanessa Cashman, that great Kristen Wiig character, Gilly. She did that little funny dance. Kristen Glenn Kister, one of our old pals, says, "Still love the ladies' man. Out of date and inappropriate, but love hearing Tim Meadows' voice." That's right. I love the ladies' man,
He's
too.
Great. He was on it. He was on it like historically a long time. Like, I mean, I know Keenan is now, you know, definitely takes the cake for that. But I believe that Meadows was on it for quite a long time.
Yeah, he was. He used to work out at the Hollywood YMCA when I would go. We had the same schedule. So I would see Tim Meadows like 3 days a week. Edwin Forrest Glenn says, "I understand that it wasn't actually funny, but the Falconer always cracked me up. Love me some Forte." Dude, Will Forte was by far the weirdest, best character ever on that show, as far as doing really, really, truly weird stuff. He had one recently that I rewatched. What was the sketch? It was him and, who's the Sudeikis?
Jason.
And Sudeikis was applying for a job, and Forte had like a bowl of potato chips or something that he didn't want him to eat. You'll just have to check it out. It's really weird. Like, Will Forte was so strange. Oh, so glad I got to meet that guy.
Tell me, what was that like? Was he like pretty chill, like laid back?
Dude, he was amazing. Yeah. And it was a wedding of friends, so it was like party time. He was great. He was kind and funny and fun as hell to get drunk with and hang out with for one night.
I may have mentioned on the show before that I have a buddy who went to college with Chris Parnell.
Oh, yeah.
And I had dinner with him once, and he was just the most lovely guy, just super humble and gracious. And I was like playing in a band at the time, and we played at this little restaurant that my friend owned where we were having dinner, and he was just like so complimentary to the point of like really? Like, it was, I mean, he was very sincere. It was clear that he was very sincere, but he just really enjoyed it and was so kind about it. So that was cool.
That's awesome. It's just called the potato chip sketch. Will Forte. It's 6 minutes long. Watch it when you get a chance.
Oh, I will. I'm adding these to my list.
And out there in podcast land, it's check out the potato chip sketch. It's so weird. Sudeikis was great. He was a really solid character too, or a solid actor on that show. Zach Pointer goes old school with the Blues Brothers. Of course.
What's their whole deal? They blow everything up, right? Like everywhere they go, there's like
the
chaos.
Blues Brothers?
Yeah, like in the movie anyway, right? Isn't there like, there's always like masks, chaos and annihilation everywhere they go, or is it that's
not
just
really? I mean, it's okay. Just you know, it's just sort of hijinks and adventures and things like that. Okay. Classic, yeah. Good movie.
All right, check it out.
Brian Fellow. We got Meg Bhaskaran with Brian Fellow, one of the great, great characters. The Danger Oven. Gail Kuntz says Sean Connery on Jeopardy, Forever and Always. Yeah, those are great. He was a legend. Did so many great character voices.
The Rapist.
That's Therapist.
Swords.
And, you know, Will Ferrell doesn't get enough credit in those for being the straight man as Alex Trebek.
Oh, totally. Totally. Because he so rarely is the straight man, kind of, right? He's more known as being the non-straight man, the weird guy.
Yeah, I think so. So, yeah, he did a great Trebek.
Trebek!
Mary Beth Ward McDonough says, "If you like Jimmy Fallon, does not get enough SNL love. The Boston Kids with him and Rachel Dratch were my favorite. Noma." Yeah, that was a fun sketch. I mean, listen, Fallon gets by on charm. He was never the best SNL cast member, but he was charming and likable, and he cracked up a lot, and that's really kind of gets people going. He was known for laughing within the sketch. And, you know, people like seeing that stuff because it means they're having a good time.
Totally.
But I'm not a Fallon guy overall. Like, I think he's nice enough and fine, but I never thought he was like the funniest dude. But that's just me.
Well, he's like notorious for breaking character, right? And like cracking up or whatever. But I think he's a fine late night host. I think he's definitely more suited for that than he was for like sketch. because he's just sort of suits him well.
Yeah, I don't watch it, but
yeah, it's I'm not a late night guy either way, except for Conan. I always loved Conan, and now it's nice to see him like doing something a little different.
Yeah, except he's horning in on our podcast business.
Well, that's fair.
Let me see here. Liz Hill says drunk uncle. I think that was Bobby Moynihan. That was pretty good. Hans and Franz. Kyle Mooney is Baby Yoda.
And I haven't seen that. Oh, I love Baby Yoda and I love Kyle Mooney. I need to see this.
Debbie Downer, that comes from Jim Spencer and the great Rachel Dratch. And then the Chippendale audition, of course.
That's very funny.
Matt Foley's getting a lot of love here. Joshua Hill, you know, Matt Foley, motivational speaker. Living in a van down by the river and all.
Oh, totally.
Classic stuff. Let me see. We'll finish up this one with two. Erica Sam says Will Ferrell's Harry Carey. That was really funny. He was a great Harry Carey.
Matt Frederick from Stuff That I Want You to Know and, you know, just podcast world at large does a fabulous impression of the Will Ferrell Harry Carey.
Oh, does he really?
He really does. He really does.
I'll have to get Maddie to do that. And then finally, Justin writes as Kate McKinnon as Ruth Bader Ginsburg always made me laugh out loud. Yeah, Kate McKinnon's great. Immense, immense talents, Noel. All right, Noel. So the next thing we're going to move to is favorite movie starring a former cast member. You got one off the dome?
I just like Wayne's World a lot. Big Wayne's World fan.
Well, I think, Noel, that's a different category. That's SNL characters. This is favorite movie starring a former cast member. So
you
could say
okay,
Lost in Translation.
Branched out. Okay. Well, yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Good point. That's funny. You should say that. That is kind of one of my favorite movies. Okay, you scooped me on that. I'll go.
I hate to put words in your mouth.
Well, that's where they belong, in my mouth.
David Gooch, the old Gooch, says this. Wouldn't say favorite, but Jenny Slate's obvious child was incredible. Yeah, she's great.
Was she on SNL? I didn't even know that.
She was. She was on very briefly. She very famously dropped an accidental F-bomb, and I think that was kind of the end of her as it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, can't do that.
Nope.
Becca Lou says, Elf, not a big Will Ferrell fan, but that movie and his performance are perfect. Well, Becca, we're going to forgive you for that because Will Ferrell's the best. Let me see here. Kelly Ferris Mark says, tough one, but Bridesmaids, Anchorman, Stripes, and Beverly Hills Cop. Yeah, so many great movies, Noel, from these actors.
I really liked Beverly Hills Cop. I know they're sort of like maybe a little heavily 80s, but maybe not a little dated, but I really enjoyed that movie. The first two.
It holds up, I think. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Sean McFarlane says, hands down Christmas Vacation. All right. Good movie. I'll go with the original Vacation over that one, but it's good. Zach Duse. Hello, Zach. Great name. Welcome to the show. Oh, man. Favorite Bill Murray movie, I guess, then. Ghostbusters versus Groundhog Day versus Rushmore. I guess Rushmore.
Yeah, Rushmore's great. Yeah, I'm just a sap. And something about Lost in Translation and the soundtrack and just the cinematography and the...
It's great.
Everything about that movie just does it for me.
Totally. Schlump, Karen Schlump Hughes says, Animal House was constant rotation in the early days of HBO, and I would watch it every time. We got a vote for Step Brothers from Courtney Hoover with Will Ferrell. Step Brothers is great. One of the funnier movies. Scott Thiel says, Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby. By far the greatest movie ever made by an SNL alumnus.
Okay, that's the high praise. I do love the rivalry with his character in the Sacha Baron Cohen, like, you just kind of generically European race car driver, you know?
Yeah, it's fun. Vanessa Cashman says, Bridesmaids, hilarious, so many quotable lines. Kristen Wiig, and she has that gif of... her on the plane. I'm ready to party. So great. That whole plane scene. I mean, that made the movie. The whole movie is funny, but you could just cherry pick the plane scene and it'd be some of the greatest comedy ever.
Doesn't she get like, does she take like a Valium or something?
She takes a pill and gets drunk. Yeah, she tries to sneak into first class.
That's right.
Oh, it's so funny. God, she's great.
Yeah. No, it's very good.
I mean, one of my favorites of all time, Kristen Wiig. Let me see. Laura Bjorklund says Uncut Gems, maybe. Yeah, pretty great.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that's amazing.
Steve DeVries stays with Sandler with Wedding Singers and also mentions Stripes. Kelly Conklin, How I Married an Axe Murderer. And she has the gif of Hid, move. Good movie. Did you see that one, Noel?
I love the part where he's like doing the beat poetry, kind of like the she was a like what? Like she was my wife, something da 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 da. Oh, I can't remember the lyrics though.
Yeah, it was very good. Alan Casey is a Blues Brothers fan. Pretty classic. Leah Bush says Mean Girls with Tina Fey. Yeah, Mean Girls was awesome. Very funny movie.
My friend saw the musical before Broadway got, you know, canceled.
Was that gonna debut?
Yeah, no, he saw it in previews maybe, but said it was fantastic. And I think Tina Fey's husband is a composer and he did the music. So it's not just like some passed off, you know, adaptation. Like it's very much still in the family.
Yeah, totally. Ethan Yavin, our old friend, Ethan Yavin 4, says Coming to America, hands down. And on that note, Noel, Coming to America, the sequel, I believe, has just moved to Amazon from their previous studio. So I think this December that'll be coming on your television set.
Cool.
Can't wait. I don't have high hopes, and I think it's not a great idea. But there's a 10% part of me that's like, oh, please be great. Please be great.
Wasn't there a scene in Uncut Gems where like the dude from Coming to America was like shared a floor with Sandler's character and he tries to get his kid to be able to use his bathroom and he answers the door really briefly and is like, fuck off. But it's the dude from Coming to America and he introduces him. He's like, this is a comedic genius. It's so-and-so from Coming to America.
And what movie is that in?
Uncut Gems. There's a scene where, like, you know, he's trying to sneak into his apartment because he thinks his girlfriend has, like, killed herself or something. Or, you know, and then, like, you know, he's trying to get his kid to use his neighbor's bathroom. And it's the dude who was, like,
I remember
the McDougal's guy. Like, he ran the restaurant.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yes, totally.
Yep. That.
I haven't seen Uncut Gems since it came out. But yes, now I remember. So I guess he was playing himself.
He was playing himself, and he was kind of an asshole.
John Amos.
That's exactly right. But it was just funny that he, like, his whole purpose there was to, like,
was really
be kind of a dick and not let him use the bathroom and then, like, shut the door.
Yeah, John Amos. Look at that man. He's got a great face.
Yeah, big time.
He was, of course, I grew up with him on Good Times. This is where I know him.
Oh, that's right. He was in Good Times, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was a dad. All right, Noel, we're going to finish up our SNL special with this. What's your favorite movie based on an SNL character? So this is kind of what you were thinking earlier.
Yeah, Wayne's World for me. It's the one that I watched it with my kid recently, and the absurdist comedy of it sort of translates to this generation, you know, if you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, here's the deal with SNL character movies is they're not many great ones.
Right.
There are a lot of missteps.
Yeah. Because it's a sketch. They're meant for sketches. You know?
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough to translate that into a feature film. I was always medium cool on Wayne's World. I didn't dislike it, but I get it. And I get why people love those characters so much in that movie. I was always just sort of like, they're okay. They didn't really. I think what their deal is Wayne's World, the sketch, it was charming, but it never made me really laugh out loud
a
lot.
Right.
I didn't think it was like drop dead funny. But it was okay. I like the characters.
I feel you.
But just medium good for me.
I think for me, it hit me just the right time.
Probably so.
It was, 93 or something like that, or 94? Like, I was, you know, I don't know. Because it's not laugh out loud funny all the time, but, like, that Bohemian Rhapsody sequence is so iconic. And
it's probably better if you're 13 a lot of and good not 20.
One-liners like, if you have to spew into this. You know, there's just, like, some funny little lines that are repeatable, and that it's just, like, kind of wormed its way into my psyche.
I mean, Garth was very fun.
Yeah.
You just kind of love that character. And Rochelle Jones says, or Rachel, I don't know which one that is, says Wayne's World. A gun rack? You bought me a gun rack?
Yeah.
I don't even own a gun, let alone many guns, which would necessitate an entire gun rack.
Well, see, that's where the delivery is everything, Chuck, as he says, I don't even own a gun.
Oh, does he let say alone a gun?
Many
a gun?
Let alone many guns to necessitate an entire rack. Are you mental? You know,
a gun.
Yeah.
That's how little I know that movie. Yeah. You know, my brother worked on the sequel.
He
worked
on Wayne's World 2. Yeah, Wayne's World 2, less good, but we watched them back to back, and I still found it enjoyable.
Yeah, and his reporting of Mike Myers and Dana Carvey was two thumbs up. He said they're both very nice guys.
Very cool. I would hope that about Dana. I think Mike has maybe gotten a little crotchety in his Shrek years. Really? So I've heard, but whatever. Who knows? Who knows what people are
really. Let me see here. Superstar. That comes from Jennifer Dowsey. You know what? I love that character, but I never saw that movie.
Yeah, it's a good question.
I mean, she's one of my favorite. Molly Shannon is just, there's a place in my heart for her and only for her. And I did love that character, but for some reason that movie I had a bad feeling about. I knew it wasn't going to be It's Pat.
You didn't like It's Pat?
Legendarily bad movie.
Yeah, Ween's in it though. You know
that? That's what I heard. Yeah. I think I've seen that scene on YouTube. Yeah. And that's it. Yeah. But yeah, It's Pat. Yeah. Not good. And you know, not a sketch that holds up these days.
Oh, no, that's a rough one. No.
Yes. Let me see here. Well, Brett Matthew Warwick says, I have a special place in my heart devoted to It's Pat for introducing me to Ween. But it's really a toss-up between Wayne's World and the Blues Brothers. Blues Brothers is getting a lot of love. I think it's because it's one of the only sort of really legendary SNL movies. Maybe Wayne's World is up there, but Blues Brothers was, you know, it was a big, big hit.
Oh, for sure. And then wasn't there Blues Brothers 2000?
Yeah.
No? Not so good?
No, I mean, it, John Belushi died. You know, what are you going to do?
You're going to make the fucking movie is what you're going to do.
No. John Goodman, I think, came back for that. Mm-hmm. Love John Goodman, but just leave that one alone.
Bit of a misstep.
Leonard Countryman says, A Night at the Roxbury is still as funny as it was 22 years ago. Wow. Good sketch. I didn't see the movie.
I haven't seen the movie either. And like, I don't know. I didn't even think it was a good sketch. I thought it was a good like bit. You know what I mean? Like it's with the joke is, I guess they're on lots of cocaine because they're always like sniffling and like doing their noses or whatever.
Yeah, and just obnoxious.
Obnoxious, and, but yeah. You know, clueless. And I think what they try to do a lot of times with those movies where you have these characters that are really not particularly likable is they like go deeper and they try to find like, you know, oh, I am this way because something happened to me.
Yeah,
some dumb kind of like heartwarming backstory. And then they end up getting the girl and all that stuff, you know.
No thanks.
I heard a thing, and this just came up on Ridiculous History, and Casey confirmed it. Apparently, Lorne Michaels, there's a thing where like every poster for every Lorne Michaels SNL character movie has to have the characters' disembodied heads or bodies floating in front of a cloudy background.
What?
Yep.
What do you mean the movie poster?
The movie poster, like Wayne's World, is Wayne and Garth like with clouds in the background.
Coneheads. Clouds in the background.
Yep.
What other movies?
I don't know. I mean, this is just a thing that I've heard. I'm gonna Casey sent a tweet. Lorne Michaels clouds.
It's Pat movie poster.
Yeah.
No, that didn't.
Okay. Well, let's just see. I'm reading Chris Kattan's biography. And he reveals something I find absolutely fascinating. Lorne Michaels had a rule that the poster for any movie he produced had to have the characters in front of a blue sky with fluffy white clouds. So,
well, Superstar is sunsetty, but there are clouds.
Black Sheep does. Tommy Boy.
Oh, were those SNL movies?
Well, they weren't SNL movies, but they're Lorne Michaels produced movies.
Black Sheep. Oh, my God, Noel. Are we on to something?
I mean, no, this is in Chris Kattan's autobiography, so we're just, you know, we're just reporting it to
the
people.
No, it's us. We discovered this. Okay, I
would love, that. Three Amigos, too, dude. Three Amigos. Cloudy background with Cactus and the three characters.
And that was Lorne Michaels?
Yeah, Superstar, cloudy background.
What the actual fuck? That is weird.
Ladies Man, cloudy background, cityscape.
Now, this is crazy. Does he think that sells? Oh, my God. This is like the best internet conspiracy ever.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Does he think clouds like just sell?
I don't know. You know what?
Looks good.
Here's the thing, Chuck. I think you and I both have interacted with producer types. You know, we've had to play that role ourselves from time to time. And one thing you start to realize is producers like to make things dirt simple for people. Let's just put it the characters in front of clouds. People will understand exactly what it is, you know, and let's call it the thing. You know what I mean? The name of the idea, really like spell it out. And I think that's what Lorne Michaels
is
doing.
Really weird, man.
Yeah. I think he's just trying to really just spell it out for the people
so
and have
funny.
And the clouds just mean it's not going to be that like challenging. It's going to be like, you know, it's going to be chill. You're going to have a good time at the movies.
Very strange. I'm so glad you pointed this out. Let's finish up here with a few more of these. We got a few cone headers in here. I never liked the cone heads. That is a sketch I didn't get and I didn't like. I never thought it was funny at all. I just don't get it. But Anton van der Meer liked Coneheads. Erica Renee Bossart liked Coneheads. Brian Buckley loved Coneheads. Yeah, I just never got it. Did you ever see the original sketch?
Yeah, I just remember We Come From France. That's all I really
didn't get it.
Remember.
I didn't get it.
I remember liking the movie, though, and it had a good soundtrack. It had that that one good Chili Peppers song that was like Soul to Squeeze. I liked that song, and it was on the Coneheads soundtrack. Yeah.
All right, we're going to finish up with this last great comment. Rick Ofinger, welcome to the show, Rick. I'm sorry, Rich. I'm still waiting on a Brian Fellows movie.
I don't know this character.
I'm with you, Rich.
Can you describe this character to me just ever so slightly?
Tracy Morgan was a nature guy, sort of like Jack Hanna that comes on The Tonight Show with like the baboon and the you know, the monkey on his arm and stuff. So he's a wildlife nature guy. And he was just weird. I'm Brian Fellow. And he didn't know anything about animals.
Okay,
like, it was really, really funny.
It's funny because Brian Fellows does sound like the name of like a really run of the mill, like news anchor or something like Brian Fellows.
So funny. All right, Noel. Well, that's all the time we have because you got a skedaddle. Thanks everyone for participating in the SNL special. Even if we've done it before, one of the great, great legendary shows on TV, despite its ups and downs. So thank you, Noel.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, we got to give it props for just, they just don't stop. And it's
endurance,
like
endurance, baby.
And yeah, for sure. But like, it's going to have some hits and misses and some slumps because it's just like, let's just throw everything at the wall. And I really respect the, just the work ethic of the whole thing. Like, it's just totally such a insane, to be able to pull it off like that week after week. It's pretty
quite
fantastic.
An accomplishment. Yeah, agreed. Hats off to you, Mr. Lorne Michaels. Go stand in front of some clouds and we'll make a movie about it.
Yes.
So thanks for listening, and we will see you all through your ear holes next week.
Movie Crush is produced and written by Charles Bryant and Noel Brown, edited and engineered by Seth Nicholas Johnson, and scored by Noel Brown here in our home studio at Ponce City Market, Atlanta, Georgia, for iHeartRadio.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.